Leadways, I would buy it.
How does it come? You know, how does chicken come?
You could buy the whole chicken, the cut up chicken.
Okay. If you buy a whole chicken, what kind of whole chicken is? You know what I mean? Like you can buy them for
stewing, bacon, and frying.
All right. So is there a difference between those three kinds that you know of?
Yes, it is. You have to fry. You could fry the fryers. Then you could take and boil them, and they would be real tender. But if you take a stewing chicken and boil it, it will become tough. And the same is with the bacon chicken.
Could you tell the difference between if they didn't have a mark?
Yes.
How would you tell the difference between them, if they were just
A fryer is much leaner than a bacon chicken. And a stewing chicken is, it's almost like the bacon chicken.
Okay. It's mainly, though, on the size?
Yes.
And a frying chicken is thinner?
Yes. And the meat is, the skin on them is much coarser. The skin on the bacon chicken is much coarser than the skin on the frying chicken. The frying chicken has a very thin layer of skin and a very thin layer of fat. And the bacon chicken has a thick layer of fat and the skin is very coarse.
Okay. Would that have anything to do with age?
Yes.
Would any of those be older than any of the others?
Yes. The fryer is much younger than the bacon chicken and the stewing chicken.
All right. Okay, what do you call those, now talking about something else, what do you call those kinds of sandwiches that are, you know, sometimes about that long?
Submarine sandwiches?
Yeah. What else could you call those?
I don't know.
Any other names for them? Well, years ago they used to call them something else. Around here, you know, like.
So I know salmon.
Okay. You ever hear it referred to as Cuban?
Cuban sandwich?
Yeah.
I know they make Cuban sandwiches, but I always thought it was submarine sandwiches. That's all I ever heard.
Okay. You ever heard like a hoagie or grinder or anything?
Yes, I heard of hoagies.
Okay, is that the same thing or is it different in your mind? As a submarine.
It's submarine sandwiches much longer than the hoagies.
The hoagies are shorter?
Yes. And you can make those on a, if you don't use the, what they call a Cuban bread, you could use the hamburger buns. Most people prefer hamburger buns.
Oh, with a hoagie?
Yes.
What would be on a hoagie then?
They would have cheese. They would have salami. Not salami. They would have bologna. And they would have spice ham or either chopped ham. And mayonnaise.
Or if you were at a sandwich stand where you bought one of these things or something, what might you drink with it?
A Coke. Or either a glass of orange juice, or either 7-Up.
Okay, things like Coca-Cola and 7-Up, you know, I'm just talking about them in general. How do you call that?
Oh, I would ask them.
They would have.
You know, like Coke and Pepsi and 7-Up and RC and all those things are what?
Cold drinks.
A cold drink. You ever refer to it as anything else?
It's a cola.
It's cola. All right, what if it's like, you know, not just colas, but it's something, you know, anything like that. You know, just a carbonated.
A pop?
Yeah.
Soda pop?
You refer to them as soda pop?
No.
Okay.
I call them a cola.
Okay.